Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on the virtues of dua. So we've been doing the various du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And one thing we see from the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's overarching concern was akhirat. It was akhirat and the direction and the route to reach akhirat. We explained yesterday the last part of the dua, آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارُ. This part of the dua, وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارُ. Allah save us from the azab of the fire. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would frequently make this dua. Hasan Basri rahmatullahi alayhi explains that what it means is all those pathways that lead towards Jahannam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is asking, oh Allah, save me from all those avenues of sin, all those avenues of guna, that will lead me to the fire of Jahannam. In other words, anything that I may see wrong, anything that I may listen wrong, anything that I may speak wrong, anything that I may think wrong, anything that I may move towards that may be wrong, any avenue of sin, Allah Ta'ala save me. What a beautiful dua. This is just one part of the dua. And we explain the first part, Atina fi dunya hasana wa fi akhirati hasana. First part of the dua, oh Allah, grant me goodness in this world, meaning everything that is desired as far as this world is concerned, both internally, both externally. Internally meaning all those good qualities, Allah, give me those good sifat. Those good sifat, those good qualities granted to me. Allah, grant me externally, Allah, keep me physically well, keep me healthy. Allow me to be a means of benefit to humanity. Allow me to be a means of goodness. Then specifically Hazrat Ali radiallahu would include in the meaning of this dua, that Allah, what it means? That Allah grant me a pious wife, a wife that will help me in my dini endeavors, that will take me closer towards you, give me a good barakat in my livelihood, everything, good health, good family, good children, good grandchildren, everything is included in this dua. But together with this, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked Allah Ta'ala that save me and protect me from every avenue of sin that will take me towards your displeasure. This was the overarching concern of Anbiya alayhi wasalam, and the overarching concern of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Therefore, he would express this in his du'as. Look at the du'a of Ibrahim alayhi salam, when he left his small infant child and Hajar alayhi salam, he made du'a for them. رَبَّنَا إِنِّي أَسْكَنْتُ مِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِي بِوَادٍ غَيْرِ ذِي زَرْعٍ عِنْدَ بَيْتِكَ الْمُحَرَّمِ. Oh Allah, I've left this family of mine in a valley that is uninhabited. بِغَيْرِ ذِي زَرْعٍ عِنْدَ بَيْتِكَ الْمُحَرَّمِ. There is absolutely no vegetation. There is no sign of life here. I've left them for your sake. And then he made three du'as. The first, رَبَّنَا لِيُقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ. Oh Allah, make this family of mine establish salah. Now the first concern in a land where there is no vegetation, there is no water, there is no sign of life, the first du'a was not, oh Allah, grant them rizq. Allah, grant them a good home, grant them food, make sure that they eat well. First was رَبَّنَا لِيُقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ, because this was the overarching, the biggest concern of Anbiya alayhi salam was the deen of the people, deen of the family. رَبَّنَا لِيُقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ. Allah, make them establish salah. Not just read salah, establish salah. Look at how Allah Ta'ala accepted his dua. From that time up till now, Baytullah was established. And Baytullah, you know what it is now when a person goes. But all the time, sometimes it's hard to even get place in the mataf. Sometimes it's hard to get place on the ground floor. All the time there's ibadah taking place there. All the time there's salah taking place there on time. How many people are making salah? How many people are making dhikr? How many people are making ibadat? The dua, barakat of the dua, Ibrahim alayhi salam. So the first dua was, رَبَّنَا لِيقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ فَاجْعَلْ أَفْئِدَةً مِنَ النَّاسِ تَهْوِي إِلَيْهِمْ. And the second thing was, Allah, allow people to take a liking towards them. So people come there, people flock, and people's hearts are attached to them. In other words, they will need some type of company, they will need some type of interaction. Allah, you cause it such that people come there. And Allah Ta'ala has made it such that the heart of every person is there, even up till now. Person just comes back from Umrah and his heart is there, I want to go back. Man has came from Hajj and his heart is there, I wish I can go back. And Allah Ta'ala has made it such that Allah has attached the hearts of people. And the third and the last part of the dua, وَرْزُقْهُمْ مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَشْكُرُونَ. Allah, now you grant them rizq. Allah, you grant them the fruits and the end result of the fruits. Now we can see even the dua, from all over the world you're getting fruits. Sometimes you see fruits from different part of the world, food from different part of the world, and you see drinks and whatever from other parts of the world. different things are coming from different places, yet that was a land that was barren, land that was completely no sign of life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this was the third part of the dua, but look how he linked up this also. وَرْزُقْهُمْ مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ وَاللَّهُ grant them from the fruits. Ulama explain this fruits means end result of products. Allah grant it to them. In other words, grant them food, grant them sustenance. But together with that, لَعَلَّهُمْ يَشْكُرُونَ so that Allah, they can make your shukr. They can make your shukr. So the worry was that they shouldn't be just consuming, but they should be making the shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, this dunya also must be linked to deen. Dunya by its own is not good. When dunya is linked to deen, then this dunya also becomes something that is desirable. One ayat of the Quran, Allah ta'ala mentions, وَابْتَغِ فِي مَا آتَاكَ اللَّهُ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةِ وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. First part of this ayat, وَابْتَغِ فِي مَا آتَاكَ اللَّهُ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةِ. What Allah ta'ala has given you, what Allah ta'ala has blessed you in terms of means, use that means to get your akhirah. Use it properly. Get your akhirah to what Allah ta'ala has given you. So normally people translate the second part of this ayat, وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. They don't forget your share of the dunya. In other words, also carry on with the dunya. People just translate it like this. The proper translation is, وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. Don't forget using your share of the dunya also for your akhirah. In other words, what Allah has given you for dunya, don't forget to use that also for your akhirah. So you use whatever Allah has given you in terms of abilities, in terms of skill, in terms of your wealth and your health and your energies and your brains. Use that for akhirah. And don't forget what Allah has given you as far as dunya also is concerned. Use that for your akhirah. Anyway, this dua that we'll do today is the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We see that same chain of thought, the same flavor, the same thinking, the thinking of akhirat in the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Ibn Mas'udin radiyallahu anhu, and the Nabiya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kan yaqul, Allahumma inni as'aluka al-huda wa tuqa wal-afafa wal-ghina. Rawahu Muslim. One of the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu narrated, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to make this du'a. Allahumma inni as'aluka al-huda, which means, oh Allah, I ask you for guidance. Who's asking for guidance? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How much we have to make dua that Allah guide us. Allahumma inni as'aluka al-huda wa tuqa. Allah, I ask you for righteousness. In other words, Allah, grant me this taqwa. Allow me to be righteous. And then, wal-afaf. Allah, allow me or grant me abstinence. Ulama explain what is meant by abstinence. This abstinence means self-sufficiency. It refers to a person not having to ask anybody for his needs. He doesn't turn to creation for his needs. And it also means that Allah grant me contentment of the heart. Because this is the highest form of abstinence. Where the heart also doesn't go towards anybody. The heart goes towards Allah. My heart is not going to this rich person or that rich friend or this contact or that contact. My heart also is going to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is what is meant by wal-afaf. So the first part of the dua, Allah grant me guidance. What tuqa, grant me righteousness, grant me taqwa. Grant me that ability to keep myself away from guna. Allow it to be such that it becomes a parda, a veil between me and guna. And the third part of the dua, wal afaf, Allah grant me self-sufficiency. I make it such that I don't ask with my tongue, I don't desire with my heart, I don't ask from anybody for anything besides turning to you, O Allah. Wal ghina, and the third part of this dua, the fourth part of this dua, the third part was wal-afaf, but Allah grant me abstinence. Abstinence, we say, don't ask anybody and don't turn to anybody. And the last part is self-sufficiency, ghina. Here what it means is that a person is able to carry on his tasks without, as we explained, without going to anybody, without asking anybody. So there's a great link between afaf. Afaf means the person is abstinent. He doesn't go and ask anybody. And self-sufficiency means what Allah Ta'ala has already blessed me with, that is enough for me. I don't need more than this, and I don't need less than this. What Allah Ta'ala has given me is enough. It's a very, very great quality, because otherwise you'll find a person who is rich also, a person that is very, very wealthy, he also will feel like he's poor. He'll also feel like, I need to go to the bank, I need to go and borrow, I need to ask this person, I need to go here. Why? Because he doesn't have this quality of ghina. In one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains what is ghina. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained, al-ghina ghina al-nafs, that this self-sufficiency is actually self-sufficiency of the heart. When the heart feels I got enough, that will be enough. Sometimes you see a person who's a toko boy. He's earning 200 rand a day, but he's happy with the 200 rand. Why is he happy with the 200 rand? He feels that 200 rand is enough for him, so he's happy. Sometimes you get a person that is earning 200,000 rand a month, but he doesn't feel it's enough. So therefore, that person all the time wants more, and he wants more, and he wants more, and he feels even 200,000 is not enough. So therefore, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is teaching us very beautifully to make this dua. One is afaf, abstinence, and one is ghina, self-sufficiency. Wallah, my heart is happy and content with whatever you've given me. So even if a person is earning little, but he's content. Otherwise, a person can earn millions, and he'll never be content. A very beautiful dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah give us the tawfiq of making it. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanaka allahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillah.